Gregory Maguire is at home with stories about the fragile friendships between young girls. Maybe one is good, maybe one a little wicked, maybe neither is what they seem, as in his Wicked books, which reimagine The Wizard of Oz. Now Gregory Maguire has transported us and two young girls to Russia just before the revolution. Elena is the starving peasant. Kat, short for Ekaterina, is from nobility. Their lives only intersect when Kat's luxury train stalls in Elena's impoverished village. At this point, the story becomes The Parent Trap, the girls switching. But soon, we're in Alice in Wonderland by way of Tolstoy, with a Russian mythological witch who sounds like a Borscht Belt comedian. And because this is Gregory Maguire, there is magic, or concern that magic in Russia might disappear. It's all part of a wonderful stew, or should we say borscht, that is Gregory Maguire's Egg and Spoon, and he joins us in the studio. What were you imbibing while you wrote this?
Well, it would have had to have been a very fine vodka, don't you think?
It is a wild ride. And I'm going to say, right in front of us on the table here, I see all sorts of things that make appearances in the story. There are those Russian dolls. What are they called?
They're called matryoshkas.
So when you open them, other dolls are inside?
That's right.
Can we open one of those dolls?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to touch them.
No, that's okay.
So you've taken the head off. There's a right inside is a woman, and then another little woman with a babushka on.
Right. And so there's the tiny one. You can have hundreds of them and if you get really big ones. But this one has four.
And in the one that your character has in the book, there's a tiny infant at the end.
Yes. The seventh one is the infant. And there's a secret hidden within that infant.
So we're getting the point that Gregory Maguire, you have a thing about Russia. Maguire, you're not Russian. What is this?
You know, Robin, how when you're little and you go to the library, the whole point is to push at the edge of what you know and find out what you don't know. Now, I loved the Grimm fairy tales, but I kept reading eastward. The Russian fairy tales have a genetic relationship with Grimm, I think, mm-hmm. but the characters are different and the environment is different. And so I could be both at home and completely adrift at the same time.
Well, so there's Baba Yaga the witch, a real folk tale in Russia, and she lives in a house that wanders around on long chicken legs. And, well, look at that. You have a house, a little toy house on chicken legs.
Yes, it's a papier-mâché house I found in an antique store for $27. And I couldn't believe it. You know, my new story is talking to me, so I had to buy it and bring it home.
Because tell us more about Baba Yaga.
She is a character who wanders in and out of a number of the Russian fairy tales. She can be the wicked witch who eats children in some tales, like, say, The Witch in Hansel and Gretel. Or in other tales, she can be the old woman picking up twigs by the side of the road whom the third son deigns to help and therefore gets, you know, a blessing or a boon from her, the secret to how to marry the Tsar's daughter. I think she's a great character because aren't we all a little bit good and a little bit bad? And I also think, thinking about her character as I did in 1983 when I wrote a book about her called The Dream Stealer, was really the beginning of my thinking about witches and how they embody things that we admire and things that we're frightened of, all in the same person.
So interesting. The beginning of your whole Wicked book series started with a Russian mythological
witch. It was 10 years earlier, and I think it was a trial run for Wicked.
Well, and you've said what she is in different ways in Russian folklore. In your book, she's kind of like Phyllis Diller. She's like this. Suddenly, we have been in this time in Russia, but suddenly through her, we're passing back and forth through time. So there's a point where Kat, the young woman who is from nobility, has switched places with Elena. A great, we immediately thought of Parent Trap and the girls who switch places. So now Elena's on the train traveling to St. Petersburg, the peasant girl, and Kat tumbles through the woods until she ends up with Baba Yaga. Here's one little exchange. Baba Yaga's talking about I don't know what, and she says, let's go have Cheerios. Kat says, I don't know what Cheerios are, which she wouldn't because you're in Russia before the revolution. So how did you see Baba Yaga, this portal to all these different references?
Well, Baba Yaga is immortal. She would have to be if she can show up in all those different stories and have different parts. I loved that business of how to prove to a young reader that this person is outside of time and is really magical, and to prove it with a very mundane thing, like a bowl of Cheerios when somebody is hungry.
Well, there's another point in the book where Kat, again, this young girl, starts going through the library and Baba Yaga's incredibly magical house where tables have legs and can pack themselves up like attaché cases. Could you just read that? Because That shows a little bit of the range of cultural references that you end up making as we're in this old Russia.
Kat found a bookshelf. She found a Bible, which surprised her. It fell open to the Book of Job. She found a complete set of the works of Edgar Allan Poe.
What?
With little tabs of paper sticking out. They were scrawled all over with the witch's comments to herself. Fun! Try this, but with exploding feathers. And gotta love him, deeply sick. She found a book of black and white etchings called The Far Side. Also, a set of flat cardboard sleeves printed over in English, each containing a black dinner plate etched in thin concentric circles. Original cast recording, proclaimed each sleeve at the top of its front cover. The titles were things like Annie Get Your Gun, The King and I, Damn Yankees, and something called Cats.
How fun, first of all, for you.
Yes. There's another scene where the witch who sings when she's nervous does a little reprisal of Sunrise, Sunset, which is the kind of Russian musical. And if I can remember the words, she goes something like, Sunrise, sunset, uprise, not yet, peasants sing away. Justice is scheduled for tomorrow. Business as usual today.
Greg McGuire, we've got a little insight here. Do you usually, do you go around and take on your characters? Do you speak their words out loud?
Do you? Oh, I do. Yeah. I do. I read passages aloud for rhythm, for music, for theater, and also to make sure that I keep the characters in their own voices.
Yeah. It's so much fun. You love Russia, obviously. What else are you saying? I mean, here's this huge divide. How timely. You have a book about the 1%, all these starving peasants and St. Petersburg kind of oblivious. What else were you trying to say?
Well, there is a point. Egg and Spoon is the prince and the pauper, except with girls, meets Frozen, except Russia is melting instead of freezing. So the book is about global warming, it's about climate change, and it's about the destruction of crops and the ability of a nation to feed its poor. That's something that I think we're going to be thinking about for a long time to come. And so rather than hector or lecture at kids, I tried to tell a funny story that would not answer a single question, but might perhaps pose a few questions.
It's also so Alice in Wonderland, girls who've just gone down a rabbit hole and are dealing with the Red Queen, who, come to think of it, seemed a lot like Baba Yaga now.
Yes.
What was that kind of bewilderment?
I love to think that the reason the children's stories that I read when I was a kid continue to have such a hold on me, on into the beginning of my seventh decade, is because they always talk about stepping out of what is known into what is unknown. And let's face it, Robin, if we're really living deeply, no matter how old we are, that's what we're doing every day. Mm. We're stepping out of what we're comfortable with into what we don't yet know. Children embody that, and that's why it's fun to write for them. But this is true for all of us.
Mm. Gregory McGuire, thanks as always.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Robin. It's a real thrill. I look forward to it.
And Jeremy, I've been thinking, please let there be a stage play and let Andrea Martin play Baba Yaga, that crazy witch. To read an excerpt of Egg and Spoon or to see pictures of some of the toys that inspired Gregory, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.